And a group of lucky businesses have been chosen for a government trial that will see them bypass MIQ and isolate at home when returning from overseas travel. 605 businesses applied for just 150 spots. They have to meet strict criteria, including having somewhere to stay alone, no shared ventilation systems, so that means no apartments. The property has to be within a 50-kilometre radius of Christchurch or Auckland International Airport, and travellers need to return to one of those cities on a direct international flight by the 8th of December this year. Successful applicants were told last Friday, and one of them is Mark Ulrich, the director of UMC, an engineering company that sells wire fabrication machinery to the fencing industry around the world. And Mark joins me now. Mark, when they gave you the call, did you think you'd won the Willy Wonka ticket?
Oh, yes. Well, good evening. Yes, I did, actually. It was, we got an email to say that we'd been successful, and felt very fortunate.
So tell us, what is the plan that you've submitted, broad brushstrokes? How are you going to do this?
Look, I'm planning on leaving on the 1st of November for a month and then coming back to isolate for the first 2 weeks of December. My family's going to move out and I'm going to move in. So that's it in a quick summary. As I say, I feel very, very lucky. It's going to cause a little bit of disruption around with the school finishing and those sorts of things with the children, but we'll work through that.
Yeah, so how easy was it, is it, to meet the criteria?
One of the things that for Christchurch-based businesses is having to fly directly into Christchurch now. I'm going to be in the United States prior to coming back, so that creates logistically, a bit of an issue on how to get here. So I'm actually looking at flying from Los Angeles to Singapore, which is about 18 hours, and then catch the flight from Singapore into Christchurch. So it's a roundabout way, but at least it means we can do what we need to do.
So it's only you from your company. Would you have preferred more spots? And I mean, how many people would you normally dispatch overseas for business trips?
Oh, look, we could easily have three people over at any time overseas in different parts of the world, from technicians to, salespeople to, myself. So, we didn't want to apply for more. We thought if we were lucky enough to get one, we'll leave some space for others.
So remind us again, why do you need to travel offshore? Because I know a lot of people will go, hey, mate, why can't you just use the Zoom machine?
Almost 100% of our business is overseas, and it's a relationship-based sale, really. These are very expensive machines worth millions of dollars, and you need to build up, trust with your potential customer. They need to actually have access to meet you or to see your machinery or those sorts of things. And with that, we can't bring people in, which is what we would typically do also. So we have to go out to them. And as I said last time, I think we've had numerous calls that have sort of stopped dead because, the first time inquiries, they're reputable firms, but they're not willing to pull the trigger on this gear until they can get some more sort of certainty. And until we can sit in front of them, they're not satisfied.
Mark, you mentioned trust there, and you're still waiting to hear back about what kind of reporting that you're going to be subject to during your 14 days in isolation. But when it comes to trust, can we trust you to abide by the rules? Because, that's what the rest of New Zealand is going to be worried about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, fair question. As I say, we're one of the lucky ones. We're not going to do anything to jeopardise, what's the hard work that's been put in down here. But it is trust. And, I don't know what I can say to, make people comfortable with that. But, we just need to be able to get out and do what we do. And if we're given that opportunity, we're not going to let anyone down by not playing by the rules. We're back here, that's for sure.
What are your hopes going to come from this trial?
Firstly, I'm a little bit disappointed it's taken 18 months to get the trial, but I'm not actually sure what they're hoping to see from it, whether they're just testing their systems to see if it's possible or not. But, I'm hoping that it's going to really open things up for New Zealand businesses because we're doing it really tough. like really, really tough. And, you know, we've got this innovative culture, this number eight sort of mentality, and we get on and find solutions for customers. But when customers are asking you for a solution and you're telling them, I could potentially give you one, but my problem is I can't get back to my own country at the end of the, you know, the trip, then sort of they're quite dumbfounded by it, really.
Really appreciate your time, Mark. And we'll check in with you after you finish your trial. That is Mark Ulrich, who's the director of UMC, and it's a company that makes massive fabrication machinery. As he said, his main market is offshore. He's part of that pilot into home isolation. 150 places there, 605 businesses applied.